This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that guided by the mantra of reform, perform and transform, India is in a position to help lift the world out of slow growth. Addressing a World Leaders Forum in New Delhi, he said, India will soon become the world's third largest major economy and is on the way to becoming a developed nation by 2047. Mr. Modi said the next generation GST reform process, which seeks to make the law simpler, will be completed before Diwali and bring down prices. The Prime Minister also called upon private sector to increase investment in research and development in sectors like clean energy, quantum technology, battery storage, advanced materials and biotechnology. He said this will strengthen the resolve of a developed India.
Next generation reforms ke liye iske is arsenal se Bharat mein manufacturing badhegi, market mein demand badhegi, industry ko nayi energy milegi, employment ke naye avsar banenge aur ease of living, ease of doing business dono improve honge.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon scientists to prepare for the exploration of deep space as these unexplored areas hold vital secrets for the future of humanity. In a video message on the National Space Day yesterday, Mr. Modi said, India has already reached the moon and Mars and now it is time we must explore deeper regions of space.
आप सब वैज्ञानिकों की मेहनत से भारत गगनयान की उड़ान भी भरेगा और आने वाले समय में भारत अपना स्पेस स्टेशन भी बनाएगा अभी हम मून और मार्स तक पहुंचे हैं अब हमें गहरे अंतरिक्ष में उन हिस्सों में भी झोंकना है जहां मानवता के भविष्य के लिए कई जरूरी रहस्य छिपे हैं बियॉन्ड गैलेक्सीज लाइज अवर होराइजन.
The Prime Minister invited young citizens to join India's astronaut pool and help give flight to the country's aspirations. He urged the private sector to come forward and build 5 space unicorns in the next 5 years. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Ligamamda Rabuka, is on a 3-day visit to India. He arrived in New Delhi this morning. The delegation include Minister of Health and Medical Services, Ratu Antonio Lalabalavu, and senior officials. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this is the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present capacity. During his visit to New Delhi, the Fiji Prime Minister is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The visit underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. In Rajasthan, flood-like situation prevailed at some places due to extremely heavy rains. Kota division is worst affected, while situation in Bundi, Tong, Sawai Madhopur and Baran districts is badly affected. Rail traffic has been hampered due to waterlogging at Sawai Madhopur station. Road traffic is also closed on the Delhi-Mumbai expressway in Kota. Army, along with the NDRF and SDRF, have been deployed for relief and rescue work in the affected areas. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma has reviewed the relief and rescue operations. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are in full swing at Tarali in Chamoli district following heavy rainfall and resulting devastation. Over 150 people from the affected areas have been relocated to relief camps for safety. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami announced 5 lakh rupees compensation for families who lost their homes and an equal amount for the next of kin of those who lost their lives. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan today. It has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, East Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat. India claimed all 3 gold medals in the mixed air rifle categories at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan yesterday. In the senior mixed team 10-meter air rifle event, Lavanil Valarivan and Arjun Babuta defeated China's Ping Jinlu and Lu Dingke in the final to bag the gold. India is leading the medal tally with a total of 41 medals, including 23 gold, 8 silver and 10 bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.